To some Maksavik residents, fresh produce is as valuable as gold. That's because there are no commercial flights to bring in groceries, and charters can cost thousands of dollars. The lack of air service means villagers are living more off the land, and some say healthier. But it also increases the risk for those who need medical help. Not having a commercial airport means that medevac planes can seldom land on the village's small runway. Relocation coordinator Romy Cadiente says that's already had disastrous consequences.
We had one gentleman that lost his life because he couldn't receive medical treatment in time.
When there's a medical emergency in Maksavik, more often than not, that person has to travel 9.5 miles across the Ninglik River to Nutok, where a medevac plane can land. On one winter day, Cadiente says the snow machine ride across was too much for a resident.
Halfway through the journey, he was already beginning to show signs of fading. And unfortunately, when they finally got here, they tried to revive him, but it was too late.
Grant Aviation flies medevac planes for the YK Delta, including Nutok and Maksavik. Vice President of Operations Dan Kinesik says Grant's medevac pilots can and have landed in Maksavik at least once, but he says the runway is dangerous.
It's very narrow. It's short.
Maksavik's temporary runway is a repurposed road, 35 feet wide and just 2,000 feet long. Kinesik says it's half the width and less than two-thirds the length of an average runway in the YK Delta.
And it's not a level runway. At the end of that short runway is a hill. The risk level of operations in Maksavik is significantly higher than all other airports in the YK Delta.
That's why Grant only flies medevacs there during the day in optimal visibility and wind conditions, a rarity along the YK Delta's coast, especially during the winter months. Now, some community leaders, like Nutok Village Council President George Carl, are questioning why the state didn't build an airport there earlier.
If I can tell the government, if you're going to be building a village, a new village like Maksavik, number one airport, because of number one, the health, there might be accidents, you know.
Nutok Village Corporation Chairman Jimmy Charles says the State Department of Transportation, or DOT, turned down earlier requests for an airport.
I don't think they had any money available at the time when we asked them.
The DOT denied that a lack of funding was a reason why the Maksavik Airport wasn't built earlier. But the department also said it would only fund one airport between Nutok and Maksavik, although both villages currently have over 100 residents. Here's Aaron Hughes, project manager for the Maksavik Airport.
The state has been clear that we only maintain the one airport at Maksavik, and that airport in the existing Nutok site will no longer be operated by DOT.
Nutok was the first Alaskan village to begin relocating due to climate change fueled erosion, but it likely won't be the last. Asked if next time the state would consider building an airport before residents move to the new site, DOT did not provide a clear answer. Spokesperson Shannon McCarthy said it would, quote, be speculative to make a determination about how and when to build a future airport. A day after NVC President George Carlson, airport should have been built earlier. Another Maksavik resident had to be medevaced. This time, it was him. And like others before him, the council president had a 9.5 mile boat ride to Nutok before the flight to a hospital.
The plane is on the way. On the way. I know where it's going to be land.
His daughter Charlene Carl says this isn't the first time she's watched a family member make an emergency trip across the river.
We're waiting over here. We're praying that they make it on time. And I don't like living that way.
The airport in Maksavik is still a few years away from being built. DOT is currently in the process of acquiring the right-of-way from the Nutok Village Corporation to build it. The state plans to put the project out to bid this fall and finish construction by the end of 2022. Reporting for KYUK in Maksavik, I'm Greg Kim.